Ravens Game Plan has been brought to you by M&T Bank. Get the exclusive Ravens check card only at M&T Bank. Visit any M&T Bank branch or ravenschecking.com today.
We have two great tight ends. We've seen that through Dennis Pitta, and him and Joe's chemistry, they're at an all-time high, and their chemistry is great. I try to build some of that chemistry with Joe because when down on my shoulder, I miss some of that. So just a little bit after practice, I try to build some of that chemistry because they're going to need both of us to play good in the back half of the season.
And certainly, Dennis Pitta and Ed Dixon, big game on Sunday, 7 catches combined, 126 yards. Now time for Scouts Honor with Eric DaCosta. And Eric, when you look at the tight end position, and those two guys drafted together in 2010, what is it that you're looking for? It seems like that position has changed a lot over the years.
It has. I think the tight end position has really become a passing position for the most part. I mean, certain guys can block. Most of the guys can't block. You're looking for big, rangy athletes, guys who can go down the field, make plays, athletic guys who can find openings in zones. With Ed Dixon, we saw a big, fast, vertical guy, a guy who could stretch the field and make big plays down the field. Dennis is more of an in-between-the-numbers type of guy, a zone-type guy, can get open, polished, good route runner, excellent hands.
Around the NFL, do you really need that big blocking tight end much anymore? Because you have two guys that can stretch the field that are both great pass catchers.
They can. I mean, ideally, you'd have a guy who can do everything. Those guys really don't exist anymore. The way that we run our offense, you know, Vontae Leach is really that hammer, that type of guy who can lead up on linebackers and be a really powerful blocker for you at the point of attack. Our guys have gotten better with, you know, good offseason. Dennis and Ed have both gotten stronger, more physical guys. Their blocking has really improved. But there's a lot of other ways we can bring Jaire in as the next offensive lineman. We've done that in the past to kind of get some push in the running game as well.
We're talking about two guys that were drafted back in 2010, but you can fill your roster out in a lot of different ways. James Ahedebo, who has picked up going into this season, and what a big addition he has been. He's really fit into this team well.
Well, having lost Tom Zbikowski last year and also Haruki Nakamura, we wanted to bring in a guy who could be a third safety, experienced guy who can play back deep, he can play on the line of scrimmage, he can play a lot of different roles, play on special teams. James is a guy that we knew very well from our games against the Patriots, a guy that we had scouted at UMass, good kid, a really good intangibles, excellent makeup, brings some leadership, very versatile guy.
When you look, too, at Hebo, watching some of the video there, I mean, he can come in and make a play in the backfield. You talk about how good he is on special teams. He is somewhat of a complete player. That's not easy to find.
No, and I think our pro scouts did a very good job this preseason watching him play. We had a list of about 3 or 4 safeties. He was a number one guy. What you try to do is look at every team's roster, try to figure out where they have a surplus at each position. The Patriots we had identified as having a lot of different safeties. They drafted 2 safeties last year. We knew Ahedebo might become a guy who could become available, and Ozzie pounced when he was let go.
Let's look, Eric, at some of the guys you drafted last year and guys making an impact right now on this team. And I'm going to start sort of from the back and work up. 7th round pick D'Angelo Tyson, and he had a couple of knockdowns in this game this past Sunday. What have you seen out of his progression and how he's really developed now into a good defensive lineman?
I think he's a great worker, coachable, great attitude, has practiced very well, done a good job for us in all the little things, watching tape, lifting after practice, being a good teammate, coachable. Got a chance to play in a game, showed a good motor, good hustle, good intensity. Made a few plays. It was big. It was good to see.
It's great, too, when you see that throughout, you know, the pro days and the college tape. But when it translates into the NFL, that's something else indeed, isn't it?
I think it is, and he's a guy that's got the right mentality to be a player. You know, oftentimes in that defensive line position, it's the grunt, it's the mutter, it's the guy that's going to make the plays. You know, not necessarily the flash plays, but the plays during the course of the game that help you win games. And he showed that at Georgia, and he made a few plays for us this past weekend.
Brian Hall, too, a guy that's really stepped up. What did you guys see from Brian Hall?
Well, he was a guy that was more of a one-gap penetrator in college. We loved his motor. We loved his pass rush ability. We thought he brought a little bit something different to the equation as maybe an inside sub pass rush guy. Great kid. He's been with us now 2 years. Great motor last year. Came in, had a good offseason for us this year. Had a really good preseason, and we're excited about him.
And by the way, some of the other guys that have made a big impact out of that draft, like Bernard Pierce, Kelechi Osemele, guys that are getting a ton of time, and Courtney Upshaw, of course, has seen a lot of time as well. As we now look ahead, Eric, into this game against the Steelers on Sunday, Byron Leftwich at quarterback could certainly see time on Sunday. When you look at Byron Leftwich, what do you see as a quarterback who's now really a veteran in the league?
Well, obviously, former first-round pick, excellent college career, strong arm, guy that has excellent size, a little bit of a longer release, can make all the throws, can drill the out, can throw the ball down the field. Obviously, hasn't played a lot last couple of years. He's had some different injuries, I think a knee and a shoulder injury. But he's a guy that's played a lot of football. I believe he's taken Jacksonville and done fairly well with those guys. He's a veteran guy with experience. It's not going to be too big for him. He's played a lot of games against us in the past. He's going to be a challenge if we have to play against him.
That's a great point. A veteran who's been there before, so it's not going to be the stage too big for a guy like that. Eric, appreciate it. Always great seeing you. And that'll put a wrap on this week's edition. Don't forget, Sunday Night Football, Ravens travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Larry Rosen will be back for next week's show. Have a great week.